Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Lane from Student Resources. Am I speaking to AJ?
Yes, I am AJ here.
Yeah, hi AJ. This is Lane. Our call got disconnected earlier and I had called to call you back about members information.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm ready now for the next question.
Yes, the
What
next
will be the
member ID
SRID?
is 9428790 and the patient name is Lauren Legaspi and the date of birth January 15, 2006.
Same mental health benefit?
Yes.
Okay. And for this patient, effective date is 8/17/2025. It will be termed on 8/16/2026. Referral is not required for this patient. And for the benefit, let me go ahead and check. Hold on for a while. Hold on. Okay, and for the benefit, it will be considered at 100% of, there will be a $25 copay per visit. It will be considered at the 100% of the allowed amount, not subject to the $150 deductible, and the out-of-pocket maximum of the plan is $6,350 with no overall maximum dollar limit. And also, for this patient, referral is not required, okay?
Okay. Just a moment. Yes, just a moment, please. I'm sorry. Yes, are ready for the next member ID?
Oh, yeah, sure.
9513310.
What is the full name and the date of birth?
Just a moment. Yes, the member name is Melania De La Torre and the date of birth October
1st, 2005.
Hey, Manus.
Can you spell out the first name for me? Hello, AJ?
Yes, I am here, miss.
Yeah, can you spell out the first name for me?
Yes, M-E-L-A-N-I-A. Melania.
For that information, it doesn't match on our system. Do you have the member's ID card copy?
Just a moment. It's I have two different names. In the member ID is Melania, and in our system it's M-I-L-E-L-S, Miles.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I got it here. Thank you very much for confirming. For the eligibility, effective date 9/1/2024, it will be termed 8/31/2025.
Just a moment. What is the effective date?
Effective date is 9/1/2024. Termination date is 8/31/2025.
Okay. Yes.
Same benefit?
Yes.
Okay, give me a moment here.
Yeah, actually, it's my USS Fuller Resort CY. And I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. Providence Health. Okay. Okay.
Okay, hello. AJ, for this patient, thank you so much. And for this patient, as a referral is Rick Ward from Student Health Center, which no prior approval or referral is obtained or excluded from the coverage. Also, only one referral is required for each injury or sickness per policy here. However, referral is not required. If it's for a medical emergency, the student must return to SHC for necessary follow-up care when the student health center is closed, when service is rendered at another facility during break or vacation periods, medical care received when the student is more than 30 miles from the campus, medical care obtained when a student is no longer able to use the SHC for to change the student status. Lastly, maternity, obstetrical, and gynecological care. Referral is required for students only and outpatient services only, okay?
Accelerated. And what is the
copay? And for the benefit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The same disclaimer, and for the benefit, there will be $20 copay per visit. It will be considered at 100% of the allowed amount, not subject to the $50 deductible. And that of pocket maximum is $6,000 with no overall maximum dollar limit.
Okay. I have another patient. Whenever you get ready, just tell me.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
8868920, and the patient name is Maria Daglis, and the date of birth July 10, 2004.
Okay, thank you very much. Just give me a moment here. Okay, and for the eligibility, effective date, 8/19/2025, it will be termed 12/31/2025. And for the benefit, give me a moment. Okay, for this patient, referral is not required. And for the benefit, go ahead and check. For the benefit, it will be considered at the 60% of the allowed amount after the $500 deductible. And the out-of-pocket maximum is $6,000 with no overall maximum dollar limit. For this patient, referral is not required.
The university name is?
The Ohio State University.
Okay, just a moment. Yeah, I have another patient.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, the member ID is 7975517 and the patient name is Rebecca Van Creek and the date of birth July 26, 2001.
Okay, thank you very much. Just give me a moment here. I'll just need to pull up the policy.
Okay.
Hello, EJ.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you so much. Effective date of the plan is 8/1/2025. It will be termed on 7/31/2026. Referral is not required for this patient and for the benefit. There will be a $20 copay per visit. It will be considered at the 90% of the allowed amount after the $350 deductible, out of pocket max $5,500 with no overall maximum dollar limit.
Okay. Are you ready for the last member?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and give the provider SRID. Sorry.
Yes, the member ID is 9749277 and the patient name is Sai Edelman and the date of birth April 5, 1996.
Okay, thank you so much. Just give me a moment here. Eligibility effective date 8/18/2025. Term date 1/14/2026. No referral is required for this patient and for the benefit. For the benefit, there will be a $10 copay per visit. It will be considered at the 100% of the allowed amount, not subject to $200 deductible, out of pocket max $6,000 with the overall maximum dollar limit.
And the university name?
Pratt Institute, Brooklyn.
Okay, and $10 copay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss. Thank you so much. Have a good day today. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a good one. Bye-bye.